If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 1 Timothy chapter number 2. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1. So I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I want to continue the thought we had last Sunday night, if God will be a help for just a little bit, on prayer. Amen? On prayer. We read and were hearing last night in Luke chapter 18, verse number 1, and Jesus made this statement. He gave a commandment that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen? That men ought always to pray and not to faint. And not to faint. That word ought, it means it's a moral obligation. We told you that. It's a moral obligation for you and I to pray. In other words, you have a moral obligation. I have a moral obligation. We have a moral obligation to pray and talk to God. And why is that? Because He's our Heavenly Father. And He wants us to hear. That's why Paul would say, I exhort therefore, or encourage and edify to encourage you, that first of all, amen, before anything else, come on, before anything else, that's what he's saying. He said, I want you to understand that before anything else, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So he said, before anything else, before anything we do anything else, see, this is what we're doing. And he said, we ought to pray. We ought to pray, we ought to talk to God, we ought to ask God about it. Amen? He said, we ought to bring supplications. He said, that's our petitions that we bring for God, where we're, being rectified and asking Him to help us. Amen? The petitions to God. In that prayer, praise God, and we do it through prayer, we do it from just talking to God. Ain't you glad we have that opportunity today? Amen. Hey, we go to the middle wall partition's been taken down that used to hinder us, and we had to go through the priest and all that in order to get into the presence of God. But because the Lord Jesus Christ, that middle wall partition's been taken down, and now you and I can march right into the throne room of grace. And He even encouraged us. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. So now we can just march right into the presence of God, praise God, without any sin in our life. Now, if you got sin in your life, you ain't going to come in presence of God. Because sin ain't going to be nowhere near God. Yeah. Amen. So what we got to do, we ask God to forgive us. That's why we got to talk to the Lord. We ask Him to forgive us. The biggest petition that I'd ever have is ask God to forgive me, a sinner. And then in the process of sanctification, ask me to continually to forgive me of the sins I commit. Amen. And we all sinners, we all sin all the time. Amen. We do things that we ought not to do that break God's heart and make Him sad. Amen. Every one of us do that and in a kind of continual way. We don't want to, we don't mean to, but we do. So we go before God and we ask God to forgive us our sins. Amen. Is there anything wrong with that? Come on, is there anything wrong with going before God and saying, Lord, please forgive me, I'm sorry. Amen. If we could learn to do it before God, we could learn to do it between in the human race, praise God, things would be running better. Amen. We could just ask God to forgive us, ask our fellow man to forgive us, praise God, of our trespasses and pursue the things that's encouragement from God. So He said, we come with our supplication, we come with our prayers, we come with our intercession, praise God. That's to entreat on God for something that we need. Entreat God for maybe ourselves or someone else. That God would begin to move and that God would begin to touch in certain situations and that God's will would be done in that situation and that God, that He would get the glory out of it. Amen? That's what we want to do today. We want to bring glory to God. We want God to be magnified above everything else. I told you before, praise God, hey, listen, I don't care if you can even see me as long as you can see Jesus. As long as you can see my Lord and my Savior, praise God. The one that's there to help us. The same one that'll help me will help you if we'll let Him today. Oh, He's ever present. He's wanting to do marvelous, wonderful things for us. And He said, the first thing that we've got to do, praise God, our beginning point is just to come before God with our supplication, our prayers, and our intercessions. Amen? And giving of thanks. I mean, how often do you thank Him? Huh? How often do you thank? I hope we're thanking Him every day. I hope we thank God every day for everything. I hope we thank Him for the meals that we partake in. I hope we ask Him to bless them and then we thank Him for them. Amen? I wouldn't sit down and put nothing in my mouth, praise God, if I didn't ask God to bless it first. I catch myself, if I go get me a snack, you know, one of them little Debbies, I ask God to bless it. Amen. Praise God. Then, hey, them calories, them things take you out of here. You better ask God to be mindful of that. Amen. Praise God. But we ask, we give thanks for everything that God gives us. God is so good to us. And He said that we offer, we come to God, first of all, praise God, with supplication, with prayers, with intercession, and giving of thanks. Thanking and praising God for all that He's done. He said it be made for all men. Amen? So He said we ought to bring these things, not only on our behalf, but said we ought to get out past the selfish stage, and we start doing these things for other people. Lifting them up, praise God. Praying for them, asking God to help them. Sometimes what's wrong with people, praise the Lord, is we ain't prayed for them like we should. Hello, come on now. Amen. What's wrong with a lot of folks today is the church ain't praying for them like they should. We ought to be praying for them, asking God to help them. Praise the Lord. God, touch them and help them in their spiritual life. Praise God. So what's Paul trying to tell us here in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1? He's telling us that there's a vital ministry, praise God, and that vital ministry to a local church is what? It's prayer. The vital ministry of the church is prayer. He said it's a moral obligation to pray for one another, to lift up each other in the day and hour that we live. And he says we need to pray for our kings. Amen? Amen. In other words, our government officials. Amen. Prayer moves the hand of he that governs the world. Hello? The prayer moves the hand of God that governs the world. Amen. God's in control of this thing. Don't you let this world try to tell you, praise God, that man's in control and man's in charge, praise God. Man ain't in control and man ain't in charge. God Almighty is in control. God Almighty is in charge. And He said that His will would be done. Amen. And praise God, when mankind rebels against God, God's got a way of getting their attention. So He said we should be praying for these authorities in our life. And praise God. You say, preacher, I just don't understand why we should, because so that the doors of ministry can stay open. Are you hearing me tonight? We need to be praying for our government officials, our government leaders, so that the doors of ministry can stay open, so they can be kept open. You say, why is that? So that the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, can continue to go out. Amen. It's important. It's important that we pray for our officials, for those that have authority over, praise God, so that those ministry doors stay open. Amen. So that people can continue to pray and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus across this country. Amen. Praise God. We are to pray for our people that's in authority. He said, for kings and for all that are in authority. That we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So he said that we should pray for kings and pray for the ones that's in authority. People that's in authority. You say, why do we need to pray for the people that's in authority? Because if we don't pray for them, then they're going to get out of whack. Praise God, they're going to get out of the will of God and way of God. And they're going to be all these things that's happening in the world as we see it today. There's going to not only be wars and rumors, but there's going to be wars take place. And when wars is taking place, praise God, it shuts the door where people can't get in and ministry. The mission fields are closed off and the gospel of Jesus Christ can't be preached. Amen. This isn't a game, praise God. This is for real. This is for keeps. We should be praying for those that's in authority, praise God, over us, that they'll keep the doors of the mission fields open. Because wars close mission fields. Amen. It's a known fact. We see it. Amen. They close mission fields. When wars break out, when officials or authorities, praise God, officials begin to get lock things down, then the visas quit flowing. Amen. When the visas quit going, then the missionaries can't go into the field. They can't mission for the Lord Jesus Christ. They can't proclaim the gospel of our Lord and our Savior. Amen. So we have to be, he says we should be praying for these authorities, praise God, so that the doors can stay open, so that the fields can stay open, so that the work of the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't suffer. So that work, praise God, will continue to go forward in the world that we live in today. Amen. Praise God. And if we get to praying for these authorities, praise God, and they get to seeing the need and they get to realizing the truth of the Word of God, then they start making informed decisions. See, that's what he's trying to tell us here, that men, praise God, they need to have the gospel so that they can make informed decisions. Informed decisions that's pleasing to the Lord, that bring glory and honor to His name. And he says in this, praise God, is a great responsibility. Look at verse number 3. He said, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Amen? So he said, in this ministry, praise God, he said it's a great responsibility to preach the gospel. Amen? To tell folks to pray for these people that's in authority. He said, we have a great responsibility. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, what is that? What does it mean to a responsibility? What is our responsibility? It's our response to God's ability. Amen. Our responsibility is a response to God's ability, what God can do. Amen. Hey, we forget about what man can do. We forget about what man's about, and we put our faith and trust in God, and we lift up our leaders in prayer. We lift up our church and our brothers and sisters in prayer, praise God, because it's our responsibility. And said, when we do that, the response, praise God, is God's ability being played out in the lives of these people. Amen. It'd be amazing that the people that have no ability, like some of our leaders now, could be given ability through the Lord Jesus Christ if we pray for them and lift them up. And God, Paul's telling us here, said, Timothy, this is what we got to do. He said, this thing's running sideways. He said, we're starting to get out of line. We're starting to lose the faith. He said, we need to hold on to the faith, hold on to a good conscience. That's what he just got done telling us in chapter 1. He said, concerning faith, that some have made shipwreck. Amen. But he said, keep that from happening. Said, we got to be praying for these. We got to pray and fast. We got to seek God's face on behalf of these folks. He said, this is our starting point to turn things around. Amen. You can't go in a different direction until you turn around. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to turn around first. He said, what we got to do to turn this thing around, the first thing we've got to do is start praying and seeking God's face. We got to ask God to help us. We got to ask God to help them. We got to ask God to move upon them. We got to ask God to save them by His marvelous grace. We got to ask God to put something down in their soul, praise God, that'll give them a consciousness of who He is and what He wants to do. How He can make life better for His people. Amen. Ain't no politician can do that without the Lord Jesus Christ, but with Him, praise God. The responsibility we have, amen, to recognize the ability of God. What does it lead to? He says it leads to a quiet and a peaceable life. Amen? A quiet and a peaceable life. Wouldn't that be nice? Amen? Boy, our life is so chaotic, so hectic. Amen? Just day after day. And you think, one day you're going to wake up on Monday morning, it's going to be different. Amen. Everything's going to be calm. Everything's going to be peaceful. Everything. It don't happen. Come Monday morning, amen, it's more chaotic than it was last Monday. Hello? And he said, if we pray and seek God's face, he said, we're all one mind and one accord. He said, he gives us this peaceable spirit, a quiet and peaceable spirit. They didn't say a peaceful spirit. Didn't say a peaceful life. Amen. He said a peaceable life. Now, the difference between a peaceful life and a peaceable life is a life, praise God, that is able to bring a peaceful life. Amen? Did you get that? Amen. It's that life, praise God, a quiet and peaceable life. It's that life that's able to give that peaceful life. He said, that's what we've got to have. He said, there's got to be a point, a breaking point, a turning point, till we get that quietness and that peaceableness that brings a peacefulness into our lives. Praise God. And that's when we begin to give God the glory. Because then it don't matter what happens and circumstances come at us, we see beyond the circumstances and we see the Lord Jesus Christ victorious over it all. Come on. Amen. Praise God, and we just shout, and praise God, as this stuff's bombarding us every day, every minute, every second, praise God, we just with a big smile on our face, amen, that the devil can't get rid of, we just smile and say, glory to God, it's going to be okay. I believe that. Amen, because he promised us. But he said, if we'll just pray, and pray for our leaders and pray for the authorities in our life, praise God. He'll give us that teachable, that quiet and teach a peaceable spirit, a peaceable life, praise God, today. Amen. And he said, then we'll live in a life of godliness. Amen. When you get the peace of God all over you, it's what you say, well, what is godliness? That's a God-likeness. Amen. Let me just say something here right quick. Let me just inform you in case you didn't know. God's not up there wringing his hand trying to figure this out. Amen? Huh? He's not wringing his hand. He's not fretful. He's not tapping his head, beating his pencil on things, trying to figure it out. He knows exactly what's going to take place. He knows exactly every fiber, every part of your being to the thoughts and intents of your heart, praise God. Before you ever think about something, God already knows what you're going to think, praise God. He's got this all figured out. And he said, you know what? All I do, Paul says, if we'll just pray and seek God's face, God will intervene. Amen. He said, we'll have quiet and a peaceable spirit, praise God, alive. He said, there'll be a life of godliness, a God-likeness that you won't get over. I've never got over that God-likeness. Amen? Praise God, and I wouldn't ever want to. I like, praise God, the presence of the Lord in my life. Amen? Praise God. So we have that God-likeness, but we also have a life of honesty. Now, this is big. This is really big. Honesty. Honesty goes a long way. Amen? Honesty goes a long way. And having said that, when we're honest with ourselves, amen, then we can be honest with each other. But when we're honest with ourselves, then we can be honest with God. Amen? I could ask you today, and I asked a few last time, how's your prayer life? Do you pray? I mean, just ask. Don't raise your hand. Don't want you to raise your hand. Don't embarrass nobody. But we preached on this kind of last Sunday night on praying. It's a necessity to pray. Is your prayer life this week any better than it was last week? Or did you, after the service, Sunday night, you forgot all about it until I just brought it up a minute ago? Amen? Or have you thought time again, you know what? I need to pray just a little bit. I need to talk to God just a little bit. He's my Heavenly Father. He loves me. I'd at least start a pause just a minute, just tell Him I love Him back. Thank Him for what He's done, praise God. Thank Him for the food He's given, the clothes on my back and the roof over my head. Glory to God. I say, I don't take that lightly today because there's a lot of people around here that don't have that now. Amen? A lot of people that don't have that. Their houses are gone. In a moment in time, praise God, they lost everything that they've ever worked for. God help. But we have that. But if we're honest with ourselves, a life of honesty before the Lord, God begins to move in our heart. He begins to manifest Himself to us, and we realize who we are, where we are, where God wants us to be, praise God, and we strive to get there because that's part of that godliness that we're working toward. That gives us that quiet and peaceable, which brings peaceful life. Amen? I don't know about you, that's where I'm headed. That's what I want. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want it for me. I want it for my family, for my life. Praise God. And there's only one place we can get it. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In verse 15, he said there's one God. He said there's one mediator. And there's one man. Christ Jesus. Amen. One and all. And the Bible says that he's a witness on time. Amen. To be testified in due time. That he was a witness that was right on time. Amen. He wasn't late. He wasn't early. He was right on time. He's always right on time. The witness that he had on your life, my life, our life, praise God, on the day, the night, the morning, the evening that you got saved, praise God, we'll think, well, the Lord was late. He didn't show up for many times. But praise God, I want to tell you today that he saved you, he was right on time. He was there he had perfect timing. He come to where you was, praise God. The Holy Ghost convicted your heart, showed you you as a sinner. Jesus was there right on time to save you by his marvelous grace. Amen. Plucked you up as old firebrand, praise God. Saved you, praise God. Witness on time. Amen. That's what he is. That's what he does. Praise God. Amen. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Praise his name. I'm glad he did that for me, ain't you? Paul said, I'm just a preacher. He said, I'm just a preacher ordained to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To speak the truth in Christ and not lie, and lie not. The teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Amen. But now look at verse number 8. Look at verse number 8, and we're going to wind it down here. He said, I will therefore... See, here's that therefore again. Why is he therefore? That men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen? He said, I want everybody everywhere. Amen? Men everywhere, praise God, that men pray everywhere, lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. In other words, believing. Amen. Trusting in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Don't be upset because of what God's done in the past, because he's had to convict you of your sins and show you the error of your ways. Don't be mad at God for that. Praise God. It ain't God's fault that you went rebellious against him and went in the wrong direction. Amen. It's your fault. Because if we had stayed close to God to begin with, we wouldn't have been in that situation. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? If we stay close to God all the time, praise God, we won't put ourselves in predicaments. Amen. We got to stay close to God and we got to stay away from sin. God directs us. He points us in the right direction. He helps us. Praise God. But he said, men are pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Why? Verse number 3, he said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. And the reason why is this right here. He said, I would therefore, men pray everywhere. Why? Verse number 4, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He said the whole point of praying, the whole point of lifting up to God, praise God, is getting close so you can share the gospel, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that everybody can be saved. Amen? So who in the world can be saved? Everybody. It's God's will. These people that's crippled too high for crutches, they're saying, you know, that this one can be saved and that one can't be saved. I want to say everybody in the world can be saved. Whosoever in the world that believe on Lord Jesus Christ can and will be saved. Amen. If we just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul reiterates this here. He said, I will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So in a nutshell, we pray and we seek God's face. Why? So that all men, women, boys, and girls in the United States of America and around the globe today can be saved. Amen. That's why we ought to pray for each other. We ought to pray for our leaders. Pray for authority. Pray for our government. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the leaders in other worlds. Praise God that they'd come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Praise God and begin to live a quiet and a peaceable. Praise God that brings peaceful life to them and to their people. Amen. Praise God. That's what we need today. That's what we need right now. And Paul was telling Timothy, he said, hey, he said, why people's starting to turn away and become shipwrecked. He said, praise God. He said, what we need to do, he said, don't forsake them, don't forget. He said, but pray for them. Lift them up to the Lord, praise God, that God can begin to deal with their heart and help them. Love them, praise God. Love them enough to pray for them. Amen. How many people do you know today that's lost without God? Never been saved, never made a profession of faith. Every one of us know lots of folks. How many of you know somebody that's made a profession, but they just don't seem to have a possession? He said, preacher, I ain't supposed to judge them. Yeah, but we're supposed to look for fruit. Amen. There's a lot of folks make a profession, but their fruit's rotten. Amen. We need to be praying for them, lifting them up, encouraging them. Getting them in that right relationship with Lord Jesus Christ so He begin to deal with our souls. Help us, praise God, from the inside out so we might be saved, praise God, to pray. Paul said, exhort therefore that first thing we need to do is pray. Lift them up to the Lord. Take time, amen, for these that's lost and undone, these that's sick and afflicted, these that need help. Help comes from the Lord, amen. David said, I'll look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. It comes from on high and comes down to usward who believe. Amen. And Paul said, we as believers, now listen to me and I'm done. He said, we as believers are to be praying and seeking God's face on behalf of the lost and on behalf of the authorities, principalities, powers, praise God, but kings and princes and rulers and dictators in this world. We need to pray for them that God would save their soul. Amen. He said, preacher, I just don't like the way they think. I don't like the way they believe. Praise God, I don't either. But let me get a news flash. God don't like it either. Amen. So we need to pray for them that God save them by His marvelous grace. And then we can go in a different direction. We have that quiet and peaceable spirit, peaceable life. Joyful life, praise God, that God's offered to all men through the knowledge of the truth. Amen. What brings that? Prayer. Prayer, talking to God. Amen. Lifting up folks to the Lord. Praying and seeking His face. Amen. Starting with ourselves. Amen. With me. So, Lord, please help me, a sinner. Amen. To do better. Hey, you say, preacher, I wouldn't call yourself a sinner. I'm no sinner saved by grace. Saved by grace, praise God. That's me. Trusting my Savior, praise God, to get me through this thing, bring me out one day to that place of perfection when I get over in glory. Amen. And until then, I'm still on the potter's wheel. I've got a lot of bumps and lumps and imperfections, Brother Chris. But praise God, He's a working on me every day. Amen. Praise God. I think sometimes He works a little overtime on me. What about you? Because we need all the help we can get. But He said, we get that. He said, when we talk to the Lord, when we pray and seek His face, He begins to do those things for us, for our country, for our land, for our families, our homes, in our relationships that we can't do for ourselves, but He'll do for us. We have a help, a mediator of one. And that one is Christ Jesus the Lord, who longs to help us. Amen.